Welcome to episode 398 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps us make our world smaller and brings us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcasts. If you'd like to see what we're talking about, be sure to check out our YouTube channel by searching for Fly Away Podcast. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth.
Hello.
Sandy.
Hey.
Donna.
Hello.
Tonight's topic is Disney. It's always keeping us on our toes with new technology, and Genie Plus is no different. You might remember the old FastPass Plus system, which I still loved, which has been replaced with Lightning Lane. Genie Plus is part of that new system, and there's quite a bit to cover, so let's get started. All right, Elizabeth, demystify us on this.
I'm just going to tell you, you're still going to be confused when we're done tonight. I will do my best, but this is a confusing system, and I'll be curious, because I know Sandy's done MaxPass at Disneyland California and also did the Lightning Lane program at Paris, and I believe it works a lot better in those parks from what I'm hearing, and that it's also a lot less confusing. So as we talk through this, I really want to hear Sandy sort of pipe in about, and I mean, I know I can count on Sandy to pipe in about how, you know, how that does or doesn't work. I've only gotten to use it on one visit, but it was a week-long visit, so I think I, you know, put it to the test, and it was about 7 months, 6 months old when I used it. I know Lindsay, who's not here with us tonight, used it when it was only like 3 months old, and she pretty much expressed that she did not like it at all. She felt like it was a complete waste. I did not feel like it was a complete waste. I was also going during spring break, which was super crowded, and she was there in January, which traditionally isn't as crowded. I don't know for a fact it wasn't. So that, I think it can, that can color your opinion of it too, depending on when you go. So here's me demystifying it. There are three pieces to Disney Genie and this whole system. One is Disney Genie, one is Disney Genie Plus, and one is individual Lightning Lane. Simple enough. But they all use the same terminology. So Disney Genie is a miniature version of Disney Genie Plus. Disney Genie Plus uses Lightning Lanes, which you can also buy as individual Lightning Lanes, which is the, so
you already lost me.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and then the ones that you can do, the Lightning Lanes you can do for Genie Plus, you can't get into the individual Lightning Lanes with Genie Plus. You have to buy them.
You have to buy them. If it's an individual Lightning Lane attraction, you can only get in the Lightning Lane if you buy them. Or if you do a VIP tour, which is expensive, but way simpler. I'm just going to put it out there. Way simpler. So Disney Genie is the basic service. It's part of my Disney experience, and that's not really what we're here to talk about today, but I want to explain it because there's Disney Genie and Disney Genie Plus, and if you're seeing both things, you may be confused as to what one is and what the other one is. So Disney Genie Plus is literally just a chance to get park times, so not hours, but ride times, so line time, sorry, I'm confusing everybody now. So how long is the wait at Haunted Mansion right now? How long is the wait at Test Track right now? It gives you that information. It also allows you to go through and sort of pre-select things that you're interested in, and then you can ask it to create a touring plan. And you may be familiar with, you know, various other companies that do this. So Disney basically said, hey, that's a great idea, we're going to do it too. And I mean, it's hit or miss, just like other companies who do touring plans. If you really want to optimize wait times in line, then it means you may be crisscrossing the park. You may be riding something that's over here, and then something that's over there, and then something that's over there. And you're doing
so. So in the app, they had the wait times. Are they a little more accurate now than they were before?
Nope. Still same thing. The main thing that they added with Disney Genie is they added that touring plan piece, the ability to go in and select the things that you're most interested in, and then sort of map out your day based on seeing the things that interest you the most. And so when you log into My Disney Experience, you now also can see the two main parts of Disney Genie are the tip board and My Day. And the tip board is where you see all the different wait times for all the different attractions. And that also is where you will see the opportunity to either get Lightning Lane passes or individual Lightning Lane passes. If you have the Lightning Lane passes would only be visible to you if you've purchased Disney Genie Plus, but I digress. So the tip board is where you basically see your wait times. My day is where you've basically chosen, you say, okay, I'm really interested in these thrill rides. And then I want to ride It's a Small World and I want to ride Pirates and I want to see the parade. And if those are your priorities, then it'll say, okay, well, here's the order in which you should do those things. And that's what's suggested to you by the Disney Genie. Okay.
But so it doesn't take into account location. It basically just takes into account wait times.
It just kind of optimizes your day based on like where the crowds historically are during the day.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Some of the comments I heard from other sources were that clients seemed to feel like Genie was trying more to help Disney mm-hmm. manage their crowds,
country bears,
pushing them to weird things that they didn't want to help manage crowds rather than really giving them a plan to optimize their day.
Right. And I would say that's probably true. I will also say that I very much like, you know, a different product and I've used it many times. It works really well. And so I see zero reason to trust this product. It's not that Disney isn't trustworthy, but I do.
Well, the other product has more accurate wait times.
Right. And I've been collecting more accurate data for many, many years. And and the only reason we're not naming them is they're also a travel agency now. So we are. But we're still friends. But again, very, very accurate. And so to me, there's no point. I would rather pay for that than use this free service. And it is free. So, you know, you get what you pay for. Well, it's free in the sense that you've already paid for your Disney trip. Included is probably the better word to say. So that's the important thing to know about Disney Genie is Disney Genie is included. Disney Genie Plus is plus. So it's extra.
So it's basically, you know, it's a planning software, I guess.
Yeah.
And you basically can mark where you want to go in what times and everything.
Yep. And it's kind of what already existed in my Disney experience, but on steroids, right? So what was in my Disney experience before, you could go through and you could, you know, heart the things that you most were interested in, and then you could sort of look at them all together, but it didn't really create anything for you other than a list. This
inventory
creates something for you, but the results seem to be really hit or miss, and it does. I mean, we cannot by any means attest that Disney is being self-serving in this, but it does seem that, you know, the Country Bears Jamboree ends up on a lot of people's plans and very few people select
it. The Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse.
Yeah. So, those attractions are of great interest to some people.
I love the treehouse. I do it all the time.
And I like the Country Bears.
Okay, that's different. That's 30 minutes of my life.
It's a nice, cool place that you can sit and just like not walk around.
I mean, it is in the air conditioning. You're right about
that. That's right.
See? And there aren't any true bars in Magic Kingdom. So I guess that's the best we can do. But because that would be my choice, you know, but I'd rather go have a corn dog somewhere and sit down than corn dogs are not on the list, by the way. So that's what Disney Genie is. Then Disney Genie Plus basically says, okay, now you're going to get the opportunity, no guarantees, to book Lightning Lane passes for your stay. And this is not done in advance. And in fact, you won't even be able to buy Disney Genie Plus in advance by the time this episode airs. It is something that is going away just a couple days from now in our world where we're recording this. So basically, whereas the old FastPass system that George loves would let you choose three FastPasses well in advance of your vacation, 60 days if you were on site, 30 days if you were off, this new one lets you choose as early as 7 a.m. if you're on site, and 9 a.m. park opening if you are off site. Which is not a lot of lead time. So basically you go to Disney World and have no idea if you're going to have any Lightning Lane reservations or not. And that morning, you also, the other thing that you can't do is you can't choose a window for these, a time frame. So you could log on at 7 o'clock and it'll say, oh, you want to ride Space Mountain? Great. There's a reservation at 1. Okay. What are you going to do until 1 o'clock? Right. You're going to stand in standby lines. So we do, our agency, and in particular, our agent Brooke has written some amazing tip sheets on ways to maximize using Disney Genie Plus. And I am not going to go through them all, partially because I don't want to give away the farm, but also because it's super complicated. But basically, you have to sort of strategize and say, okay, I'm going to pick certain rides based on when they're going to be. And then there's, you can only have one at a time, unless that one is more than 2 hours from when you make it, in which case you can make one in between after 2 hours.
And this is where I lose people when I'm explaining
it. So, okay. So you get at the, so for example, so you get at the park, get to the park at like 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And the first one, you can't get on Space Mountain until 1 o'clock, like you said. Mm-hmm. So because that's over 2 hours, you could actually book the Country Bear Jamboree.
Well,
9:30.
There's not a line for that one.
Yeah, there's no line for that. But also, no.
Or Pirates of the Caribbean at 9:30.
Well, it depends on when you made your reservation. So if you're staying on property and you got up at 7 o'clock in the morning and made your reservation at 7 o'clock and it was for 1 o'clock, then at 9 o'clock you would be able to make another reservation for another attraction and it may be at 9:30. I mean, that, you know, you may be able to ride it before you ride the other one.
Okay.
But then you're not going to be able to make another one until 2 hours after you did that one. So,
but you can, well, the way it worked with MaxPass was if you used it, as soon as you booped in, you could get another one.
Yep.
But if you've got two stacked, I'm not sure you can do that.
I think you can.
So even if you have 1 o'clock,
I don't know. I'll let you know after my trip.
But that is also a strategy that you need to use is as soon as you boop in, as you boop your in for the one you're using, you make your next one.
Also, Elizabeth, are we sure that after the pre-purchase option goes away, are on-site guests still going to have that benefit of being able to get it at 7 a.m.?
That's my understanding.
Okay. I couldn't find that when I was writing the show notes. I couldn't find anything
now,
that said that.
Does this still work with your Magic Bands if you have Magic Bands?
Yeah. Or
good.
Yeah, good to know. Mobile Magic or whatever that's called if you want to use your phone or your Key to the World card. It's the same mechanism that it works.
I still recommend people get Magic Bands. I just love them. And I don't want everybody to
should definitely spend money because Sandy loves them.
Well,
they do make it convenient. And if your phone's dead, you know, have your Magic Band and you can still get in your room.
I don't want my entire family's tickets on my phone. You know, like that seems terrible to me.
Again, it does depend on, I mean, you also, if you have a baby, a Magic Band isn't necessarily baby doesn't need a ticket. So anyway, we're not here to debate Magic Bands. We're here to illuminate how we use
Disney. Oh, great, Disney. Okay.
But you can use it with your Magic Band.
Yes.
Okay.
Same good as to before. Know.
And by the way, the technical term boop, that is an Outlander travel term.
Trademarked.
When you boop in. But when we say when you boop in, that's when you actually scan your Magic Band, phone, Key to the World card, whatever it is that you're using. So as soon as you've used that pass, as soon as you've booped in, you've used that pass and you're eligible to make another one. So literally while you're getting in line, getting ready to get into the Big Thunder Mountain rail cars, you want to be making your next reservation.
And this is where I hear people complain about having to be on their phone all the time.
Which is so hilarious to me because I have been going to Disney World for 10 years and looking at people in line doing nothing but looking at their phones.
Yeah,
so,
but it's still kind of, I mean, I guess it's the difference between want to and have to. Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what time you're planning on going to the park, you need to be up at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's but I will say that in general, if you really are passionate about riding as much as possible, you're going to be up at 7. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be up. You just have to be like in bed. You don't even have to be sitting up. You have to have your phone. And I assure you, all of you, hold your phones in bed without too much effort. So honestly, I mean, I did it every single morning and then I would get up and go make coffee and we would get moving because by the time you do it, you have to get moving. And if you were lucky enough to get a 9:30 reservation or something, then you need to get over there. But in general, it's kind of desirable to get maybe a 10 or 10:30 because that first hour is still as awesome as it used to be, where you may be able to knock out a whole bunch of stuff. And you really do want to pay attention to where you're going and what the plan is for that part, because this is the lesson I learned the hard way. We made a old habits, man, they die hard. We made a Lightning Lane reservation for Space Mountain And with the thought that we were going to go ride Big Thunder Mountain as soon as we got to the park. Well, it turns out that Frontierland doesn't open with early magic. So with early admission, it's only, ironically, Tomorrowland and Fantasyland that are open. So we really should have made our Lightning Lane for Big Thunder and gone and ridden Space Mountain first thing. So knowing things like that, and that, literally that's a huge tip right there. You're welcome.
Can you cancel and then rebook something?
Yeah, but by the time you figure it out, the park is almost open, right? Yeah. So
gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, I would, in that case, I would just go ride like Seven Dwarfs or, you know, Peter Pan or something like that.
Well, Seven Dwarfs is an individual Lightning Lane, which we haven't even talked about
yet. But you can just get in the line. That's what I mean. Like if you're there early morning, I would just go get in the line.
Yeah. And that's, I definitely, you know, still feel like it's important to get there early and do those, like just knock out as much as possible. It's
even more important.
So now you said that Genie Plus is actually a fee-based. Mm-hmm. So how do you pay that fee? Is it something you signed up through My Disney Experience?
Yes. So actually, what you do is here's another tip for you. Everybody's like, I have to get up right at 7 o'clock. Even being there at spring break, I didn't find that was necessarily true. You can 7:30, you might still get some stuff. The problem is don't wait till 9. Don't wait till the whole world can do it. You need to do it before that. That's sort of the big takeaway. And incidentally, I'm not even going to take credit for that. My friend Franklin, who lives there, told me that. He was like, whatever you do, don't wait. Because I was sort of waiting for a ride to get to a later time. So I just kept refreshing it. And it got to 9 o'clock and it was gone. So it's like, don't wait. Just take it and make it happen. Where was I going right before that? Sorry. So confusing. Oh, to purchase. So when you go into the tip board, I mentioned that it shows you all the wait times for the lines. When it is 7 o'clock the morning of that day, then you will also see the little LL symbol. And then it'll say Disney Genie Plus, or it'll say individual Lightning Lane. We'll talk about individual Lightning Lane in a second. But if it says Disney Genie Plus and you want to get that, then you click on it to select it. And then it will give you the option to buy Disney Genie Plus. Say, oh, you don't have it yet. Do you want it? And then you purchase it. It actually is a pretty quick purchasing process. I also had to test this because there was one person in my party who we didn't buy them in advance for. So I got to sort of see how long that took, even though the rest of us had them in advance. Again, something you won't be able to do by the time you hear this anyway. And it really doesn't take that much longer. And now that everybody has to buy it, when you know, if they want it, then everybody's got the same handicap. Everybody starts on an even playing field. So, go ahead.
I'm just thinking, because my next trip I have coming up, there's two rooms. So we have two different reservations. And I'm sure, I control some of them, or I'm friends with all of them. Now, do I have to buy all of them?
Yeah.
One person buys them all.
If you want to get that Lightning Lane for everybody, yes. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know yet, it is $15 a day per person.
Plus tax.
So it turns out to be just around $17 a day.
Yeah. Okay. Now, let's move on to the individual Lightning Lane.
So this is the sort of the bonus ride. So these are going to be the big, we'll call them e-ticket attractions for those of you who are old school Disney fans. And most times of the year, there's two in every park, and you're limited to two purchases of these per day. So if you have a park hopper, you can buy one in one park and one in another park. If you don't have a park hopper, you could buy the two in one park. But if you have a park hopper, you can't buy one in each park. You're limited to two total per day. And at busy times, what we're seeing is they are actually only offering one of these, and they move one of the individual Lightning Lanes over to Disney Genie Plus. But what the heck is individual Lightning Lane? It's a pay per ride. So think of your state fair or whatever, where you want to go ride the little whirly machine that makes you throw up. You have to give them tickets. And in order to get the tickets, you have to pay money. And then each ticket costs a certain amount of money, and the spinny ride that makes you throw up is 4 tickets, but the little carousel is 2 tickets because it's not as popular. So it's exactly like that, which is, you know, people are like, Walt Disney would be so upset. No, that's actually how Walt Disney That's how he designed the parks. They've moved on from that to, you know, raise their overall ticket price. And so it's sort of this weird throwback where now they're getting to charge a lot for the park and charge you per ride. But it's very limited. It's only a couple of rides, like I said. And if it's very busy, they do throw one of those rides back into the regular Disney Genie Plus. The reason I say they throw it back into is if you want to ride, let's use Rise of the Resistance, because I think that's going to be an individual Lightning Lane for the unforeseeable future. If you want to ride Rise of the Resistance, then your choice is to ride in the stand, to stand in the standby line and wait however long that is, or to buy individual Lightning Lane passes for that and go through the Lightning Lane. There is no option if you've bought Disney Genie Plus. It's not an option in that package. Like, you would still have to pay extra for it. So you, in theory, and I did this, you would pay for Disney Genie Plus for the day, and then if you wanted to ride that particular ride that was a Lightning Lane Plus, you would also pay for that. So now we've gone from $15 plus tax per person per day to $30 per person per day for that ride.
Now, question, can you buy individual Lightning Lane without buying Genie Plus?
Yes, you absolutely can. Yep.
So if there's just like one ride that you just have to do and you don't care about anything else, you could just buy that one single one.
As long as that one is offered as an individual Lightning Lane, because they don't, you know, you will not find any rides that are offered through Disney Genie Plus offered as an individual Lightning Lane. So there's always two ways to ride a ride. And we're even seeing this with a virtual queue, which I don't even think we want to get into that right now. But basically,
we should probably talk about it.
They say you can ride the standby line, or you can get Disney Genie Plus and try to get a Lightning Lane that way. Or you can ride the standby line and buy an individual Lightning Lane. But you won't see it offered three ways.
Okay, so, gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah. So if you're familiar with a virtual queue, what they're doing with Guardians of the Galaxy right now, and this could change by the time this airs, you never know when they'll change it, but they're only offering it as virtual queue or individual Lightning Lane. There is no standby line for it. And it's not on Disney Genie.
Stressful. That is so stressful. Because you know that individual Lightning Lane is going to sell out too.
Yeah. You know? And it's literally turning a Disney trip into rocket science. I mean, it's like, I've always felt really smart that I had some strategies in my pocket that I could share with people, like, you know, go left instead of right and, you know, go to the back of the park and work forward. But this is like a whole new level of, like, you definitely need an advanced degree in Disney. And
they change it. So I feel like this is going to change. I feel like it's going to keep changing because people complain about it so much. You know?
Yes.
So
I don't think Disney's ever changed anything that people complain about. I mean, unless you count like Mission Space, which people were actually getting sick on. But I don't know.
And people were getting hurt, too.
I really don't. I think that what they'll do is they'll keep trying to fine tune it so that it works better. But there's a disclaimer when you buy Disney Genie Plus now that says you are not guaranteed to get a single Disney Genie Plus pass.
Yeah. They say, I think, that it's an average of 2 to 3 attractions.
That's what I've heard now, too. No.
Although, to be fair, and I realize I'm very lucky and I get to visit Disney a whole lot, but I rarely used more than my 3 fast passes on any given day. But I also, I mean, I've been to Walt Disney World dozens of times and I don't need to ride everything. And if the line looks too long, I'm like, nope, not this trip. I'll do that on another trip. So I'm definitely coming at this from a point of privilege for sure. But I don't think that an average of 2 or 3 isn't that bad in the scheme of things. It's when you only get one, which was happening to Lindsay, I know, back in January, or 0, you know. Some of that, though, is knowing how to use the system. You can always get one. It just may not be something you really wanted to ride, but you can always get one.
See, that's where I always came out on top. I usually got 5.
Yeah.
Because I was riding, you know, I was doing Country Bears and Ariel's, you know, Ariel's like under the sea thing. And these are all the like little toddler kiddly rides. And you know what? I got 5 or 6 of them in.
Well, and the toddler rides can be popular too. I mean, Peter Pan is notoriously one of the longest rides in the
park. That is correct.
So it is some knowing how to work the system. But I will say, even spring break on a Magic Kingdom day, we got 4 Genie Plus Lightning Lanes, and then we also bought an individual Lightning Lane, so a total of 5. The individual Lightning Lane was 7 dwarves. And by the way, I can tell you when it was busy, it was Flight of Passage, although when I was there, Everest was closed, so I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it would still be Flight of Passage. Mm-hmm. Seven Dwarves Mine Train, which surprised me. It wasn't any of the big mountains. It was Seven Dwarves. Ratatouille, but now it'll be Guardians, will be the Epcot one. And then Resident Evil.
It's also the Frozen ride in Epcot.
Well, so when I, but I was, I'm sorry, I was giving you the one ride that was, when I was there for spring break, it was only Ratatouille.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So when we were in Disneyland Paris, we did, we bought three of the lightning lanes. We did it for Remy, we did it for Tower of Terror, and then we did it for Space Mountain. And I think Space Mountain, hands down, was the one that I was most happy with.
So you did the individual lightning lanes for that?
Yes.
Okay. Did you also have Genie Plus?
No.
Okay.
I'm not sure it was offered then. I don't
okay,
think
so
was.
They only...
Because I probably would have bought it. I don't think, I think it was just these individual lightning lanes. Yeah.
Yep.
And they didn't offer it for everything. Like, there's that one Turtle Crush roller coaster that didn't... wasn't offered. That was
yeah, but it breaks down a lot. See, I think too that they are very careful about only offering it where they can deliver. And a small tip, it's definitely if you feel like you legit didn't get to use your lightning lane in a very specific way, not because you were taking a snooze or whatever, go to guest services. They have some power to fix things for you. So I'll give you an example. We had a Genie Plus Lightning Lane for Toy Story Midway Mania, which is one of my favorite attractions. And the two teenage boys I was with really wanted to ride Tower of Terror and said, we want to stand in the 90-minute line for Tower of Terror. I was like, well, you do? Okay. I mean, we could try and get a lightning lane later. No. We want to stand in line for 90 minutes because we want to make sure we ride it. So we missed our Toy Story Midway Mania lightning lane, which I was like, guys, we're going to miss that. And they're like, I don't care. I'm like, I care. Hello.
This is one of my favorites.
So afterwards, I thought, let me go ask. And I said, you know, we were just in line for Tower of Terror for 90 minutes. We rode it. It was fantastic. But we missed our Toy Story. Is there anything that can be done? And she was like, no problem. And so she gave us a replacement for it. I can't promise they would do that with every single ride or every single time. But it's definitely worth asking, especially if you have a legit reason. Like, I was waiting in this really long line to ride this other thing. So I wasn't trying to buck the system. I wasn't trying. And we missed it. So
do they offer individual lightning lane for attractions that are part of the virtual boarding groups?
Well, right now there's only one. And to my knowledge, okay. We've never had more than one virtual queue running at Disney at Walt Disney World at a time. Am I right on that, Sandy?
Yeah, you're right. Because they stopped with Rise.
The system probably couldn't handle it.
I can barely handle it as it is. And so no, like right now Guardians is individual lightning lane or virtual queue only. Those are the only two ways you can ride.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I will say one thing about individual lightning lanes that, you know, if you recall in all this mess, I mentioned Disney Genie Plus, you don't get to choose your return time. You take what you get, you know, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. But with individual lightning lanes, you do see windows of time and you can select, from those windows. So you have some choices, which is only fair since you're paying a lot of money.
But, yeah. I don't know that I'm going to do it every day. I mean, if I did it for our whole group, cause I've already got it on my ticket, six people for 5 days, it's $450.
Well, and you don't have to. So you don't have to do it for everybody in your group either. If grandma's going with you and she's not going to be riding a lot of these things, then you don't need to get it for it. Same thing with, by the way, the individual lightning lanes. I did. Aerosmith's Rock and Roller Coaster is a Disney Genie Plus lightning lane. When I ride it, I get a migraine. I love it. But that 0 to 60 gives me a migraine almost every time. And it's just not worth it, especially if I'm going to ride it first thing in the morning. The boys really wanted to ride it. So I made, on my phone, I made reservations for the boys, but not for myself. I just deselected myself from the party. So if you know that you've got some hardcore folks in the party, then they can buy the Genie Plus for them, but you don't have to buy it for everybody in your party.
Okay.
Yeah. So you could pick and choose based on who, you know, and a lot of people... You know, I would say that my clients were split 50-50 on whether they would buy it for the full trip or just they wanted to just buy it for certain days. And when you could pre-purchase it, you had to buy it for the whole package. Right. So all, if you have 7-day pass, you had to buy 7 days worth of Disney Genie Plus, which can get to be very expensive. And most of my clients would say, well, we really only want it at Hollywood Studios and Magic Kingdom. We don't need it at Epcot. And there's really only a couple things we want to ride at Animal Kingdom. So, we'll just do standby lines for those and or maybe an individual lightning lane if the lines are really long.
That's a good point. If you're doing one of those parks and you are, doing that extra half hour early for staying on property, like Animal Kingdom, probably get by,
Depending on what you ride.
Mm-hmm. So you said there's a fee for the individual, like kind of give a ballpark of how much.
Yeah. Between $9 and $15 plus tax.
Okay.
Yeah. So Guardians of the Galaxy, was running people $17, per person for the first, when we're recording this, it's only been open about a week technically. So consistently seeing it prices at the highest.
And that one is giving people some motion sickness too. So I know the day I go, I'm taking some Bonine before I go to the park.
$17 worth of motion sickness.
I mean, I'm definitely riding it. I have to ride it, but I'm a little bit.
Me too. I wouldn't be able to ride something like that, several times in a row, but I can usually handle it once. And lucky for me, it's practically impossible to ride it several times in a row because they will also, like with a virtual queue, it only opens a couple of times a day. And if you got in the virtual queue in the morning, then in the afternoon, even if you get through, they'll say, oh, you've already had a chance to ride today. Give somebody else a chance. So they won't let you make a second one.
That's interesting because they didn't do that with Star Wars. Yes,
they did. That's how I know it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then also, does the second window open at 1 again? So if you weren't, if you're park hopping, you can't unless it's still available. That's how it was with Remy.
Asking questions I'm not prepared to answer. I actually haven't. It's only been open a week, and I'm not going for another month. And I got a trip in between the two, so I didn't look that up. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, it'll change by the time this airs anyway.
Yeah. It is information that we have, and I might even be able to find it. Let me see. Sorry.
Well, before, even with Rise and with Remy, the second window opened at 1, and the park hopping didn't start till 2. So yeah, it still needed to be your park of choice for the day.
I do think so. Yes. The first window is at 7, the second one's at 1. And as of right now, park hopping still isn't allowed until after 2. I mean, I don't know how much longer that'll last. And it may be forever. They've already said park reservations are going to be a thing forever. So.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep. Because it helps them manage crowds. I mean, it helps them staff. It helps that kind of data.
Awful. It's awful.
I agree.
Okay.
George, do you feel enlightened? Do you feel like you understand?
Are you confused?
I know that I probably won't be going back anytime soon.
Well, and they're doing this at Disneyland too. So when we're out there in September.
But again, Disneyland is getting much better reviews because the MaxPass system was working. I literally didn't hear anybody say that.
I loved MaxPass.
Yeah. Even George, who hates everything, liked MaxPass. So I think that the system, because the system is based on the MaxPass system, like that's the underpinnings of it. So I think it probably works better at Disneyland. It's a little bit easier to understand. You probably get more. This anecdotal, I've heard people say that. I haven't done it myself and we'll be able to really try it. But it does seem like since it was sort of born there and nobody was really complaining about it before, it seems like it's probably, a little bit. Yeah.
So you get a couple more extra things when you splurge for Genie Plus. You get augmented reality lenses.
Which I did once. I took one picture. Because again, that whole complaint that you're on your phone all the time. Well, now you're on your phone even more. And so the last thing I'm going to do is flip through all these filters on my phone, right?
Yeah, that's very Snapchatty. But it's kind of cool because they have some Star Wars ones, like when you're in Galaxy's Edge. Yep. I think there's one of the castle is the big birthday cake. So
I've also decided I'm not buying any photo, anything unless I'm there with you, Sandy, because I never use it.
I tell all my friends, my kids' friends, I'm like, you're getting a picture with me in front of the castle. That is happening. And probably at least 5 more.
Yeah, we only did just a few. And actually, how long do I have to download them? Have I already missed my window?
Well, since there's 10 of us, we could all chip in $5 and give it to Sandy and then she'll get it.
Okay.
She's distribute the pictures to everybody.
She is the master of that. She is so good with that. But I end up in, I mean, we did the Galactic Star Cruiser. We didn't take a single picture with PhotoPass on that. Anyway.
So is PhotoPass included in Genie Plus?
No.
Okay, because that was the advantage to MaxPass was PhotoPass.
I think
was
it is in Disneyland.
Oh, yeah, actually, I'm sorry. Sorry, at Disneyland it might be.
I don't know.
Another thing that I'm not prepared for. But Memory Maker is still a separate purchase at Walt Disney.
Right, and but you, I do think you get, I think that's how you access the augmented reality?
Nope, it's in Disney Genie Plus. It's in your app. You can access it. Yeah, it's different. Because then it's also gets confusing because you think you're hitting my photos to look at your pictures, and actually it's the filter pops up, and you're like, oh, there I am in four different, you know, Andy Warhol kind of things. So. Nice. The bus looking great after a day in the parks. That's when you want to have your picture taken. But I mean, overall, my experience with it was actually fairly positive. It wasn't great. And I will say I went to record the process on my phone two separate mornings, and both mornings it was down. And so then I finally stopped the recording and I kept, you know, refreshing, waiting for it to come up. And almost as soon as I stopped the recording, it would start working. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to get it now. I don't want to have to, you know, get the recording started. So I still don't have a good recording of like the process of how to do it. But it really, it was pretty easy. Once you know where to go and you understand the tip board versus the My Plans part, and it really didn't take me long. I didn't have anybody explain it to me. I just figured it out. So, you know, Brooke has written these amazing tip sheets for us. Honestly, the tip sheets are more like how to maximize it, but using it is actually not that hard to do.
We had a tip sheet too for the virtual queue.
Yes, we do. Yeah. And I just looked at that to get the times for the 9 and the 1 o'clock.
And we are not going to spill that secret on the podcast.
The 9 and 1 o'clock that I just spilled?
No. Like the whole step-by-step, like,
oh, right, yeah,
craziness. Yeah.
Well, and honestly, all the tip sheets, the Disney Genie Plus and the individual Lightning Lane, also include some really good tips on how to really maximize it and make it work. And I will say the one tip you'll read everywhere, which is definitely true, is do not be on the resort Wi-Fi. Be on your own data connection, whatever that is, T-Mobile, AT&T, if you have a MiFi, whatever. Just don't be hooked into the resort's Wi-Fi because it just slows you down. And have your best video gamer do it because they got those
quickest reflexes.
Quickest reflexes wins the game. Yeah. But I did. We had a pretty positive experience with it. And considering it was the first time I'd ever used it, I mean, I knew I wasn't maximizing it by any stretch of the imagination, but I do think that I used it pretty well, especially now that I've read our tip sheets on it and talked to others about how they used it. A lot of it is common sense. But again, you'll feel very, you'll worry that you're not making the most out of it. The fact is it is an expensive purchase for what it truly gives you. But so is Walt Disney World, you know, it's good value for sure. I mean, you're getting a lot, but you know, you're also not getting,
it just so adds up, you know, it's gotten expensive to go. Yep. It really has.
Yep. For sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page at outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Elizabeth, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.